Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Dermot, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
On apprenticeships, we need thousands of them, yet last year 3,000 youngsters walked away. Big problem.
Yeah, it is. Just from my own experience in construction, you know, these are the guys that, and the people that get the job actually built, you know. All of these projects and houses that people are talking about, like, they don't build themselves, you know. And it's not, I'm an engineer, but it's not engineers that build them, you know. Like, we do facilitate it, but ultimately it's tradespeople that are digging the ground and putting in the foundations and putting up steel and wiring and plumbing and all of these other things and painting, you know. And, like, if we don't have that labour, you know, we're not going to be able to build, or we're going to be getting it from somewhere else, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever watched, and I'm sure you have, someone do a job on your own house, which we did a couple of years ago, and a small team of tradespeople, gifted hands, trained hands that started out in their teens as apprentices, doing the grunt work for the qualified guys, learnt it coming up the steps, and you're saying that engineers like yourself, you'll tell them what to do. You'll advise them how to do it, but you can't do it for them.
No, and I suppose people are kind of familiar with the cliche of apprentices kind of having to make tea and drag all the stuff around the place while the qualified guys aren't doing that. But like the reality is that there is a bit of a stigma there in some areas between, we'll say, tradespeople and the more kind of white...
There's grunt work there, Dermot. I watched a young apprentice.
Oh, no, there is.
There is grunt work. And I remember one Friday, he used to be there on the Friday. The lads would all head off at 2 o'clock on the Friday, job done. And he used to stay there till about 4 o'clock, cleaning up after them. And there are days I'd give him a coffee or make him a sandwich or something. Grand lad. I said to him one time, I said, you're here on a beautiful Friday afternoon doing grunt work. He said, I am. But he said, I've learned an awful lot, he said, since Monday. I've done some stuff that I didn't do last week. But what's more, he said, after 3 or 4 years, I'll have a trade I can take all over the world. I thought, very wise young man.
Absolutely. I mean, like, from my own perspective, I think a graduate program is like the white collar version of an apprenticeship, you know. Like the apprenticeship is a very formal, structured process and, you know, specifically the rates of pay are very transparent and things like that, you know. But like, it's hugely important that people continue to do trades and are still interested in trades. And I think Ireland has a very good culture of trades and that side of the business. And, you know, like, my own job, I don't do the same job as a tradesperson, no more than they do the same job that I do. Like, it's a team effort. Like, yeah. Like, everybody has a different function, but ultimately, without any one of those functions, the job suffers. You know, like, all I do, really, if I had to summarize it, is I basically convey information between one department and another, and maybe translate it a bit, yeah, into usable instructions. You know, and make sure that the design intent is met. Like, whatever is meant to be built, it's my job to make sure that that's what we ultimately end up with.
But you're not
the guy's actually
building
it. Yeah. No, I'm not building it. I facilitate it.
Just reading to one of the things you said to the lads here off my screen and summarising it, what I think you're saying is, my son the engineer and my son the plumber are every bit as important, both of them.
Absolutely. And they don't do the same thing. Like that's just something I want to get across, is that, like, there isn't a hierarchy there where, you know, I'm an engineer and therefore I'm better than any given trade or I'm a quantity surveyor. There isn't a hierarchy there. It's a completely different thing, you know. It's like, you know, the difference between a chef in the kitchen and and a waiter on the floor or the manager, like, they're not doing the same thing, you know? Like, they don't have the same function. However, they do rely on each other, you know, because you can't serve anything if it ain't cooked. You know, and if people aren't getting served, you're not going to be able to send your food anywhere, you know? It's part of the analogy, so.
You know, good way of putting it, Dermot, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. My son, the engineer, and my son, the plumber, or my daughter, the engineer, and my daughter, the plasterer, are every bit as important. Their job is every bit as important. Isn't it great to hear that in 2024, after for years, you know, trade's been looked down upon? A trade now is as important as anything else. I think I've had my time over, I might have done a trade myself. Anthony, on apprenticeships, we need thousands of apprentices, yet last year thousands walked away. What's wrong? Good morning.
Good morning. What's wrong is a couple of things will be wrong. We have no technical schools now for apprentices.
Yeah.
I went to a technical school. I'm a time server, fitter welder, and I went to a technical school in Sawmill Street.
Yeah.
And we had 4 days of technical subjects, mechanical drawing, woodwork, metalwork. And they were the three basics that you needed to be good at to get an apprenticeship at that time.
Yeah.
The vast majority of apprentices now are coming from secondary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are coming from a dropout from college. I don't like using the word dropout, but they go to college for eight or nine months or a year.
And they realise it's not for me, and they drop out.
And then they realise this is not for me, or I don't like this, whatever. And they go looking for an apprenticeship. And they get one through possibly knowing if I'm in the company, possibly other things. And then they're in that trade for another year, and they don't like it because it's hard work.
We're not preparing youngsters. Like, at what stage, Anthony, did you decide that you wanted to be a fabricator, fitter, welder? What age did you decide that?
I was about 16, I'd say, 15 right. or 16 when I decided it. I had decided I wanted to join the army.
Right.
The apprenticeship school in the army. Had my application, had my exam done, but a chap 2 doors above me worked for an engineering company, and he said to me, do you want to stay home and serve a time here?
Yeah.
So I went working for him. I went working for a small engineering company in Blackpool. You might know one of the sons of the older, Robert Leavis.
Yeah, of course.
His father had an engineering company, and I served my time to them.
And, you know, there's a lovely expression, Anthony, and it's gone, I think. And it was a lovely expression. I served my time. I served my time as a plumber. I served my time as a plasterer. I served my time. I learned my trade.
Yes. And that's gone as well. And the kids are coming out of schools, and they can't use a tape measure. They can't measure. They can't hold the hammer. They can't do, and the employer has to teach them. The rate isn't great, but it's a teaching rate because the employer is spending money.
It could be raised a bit, to be fair, Anthony. It could be raised a bit. But go back to the technical school, because I do remember the school on Sawmill Street. And I remember having friends who went there, and they all went on to do trades and to work their entire lives in that trade and be in demand in that trade.
And what began to happen, in a sense, is the boom. Not the boom we experienced in 2000s. The boom prior to that started to happen. They were chugging out apprentices, because there was a great need for them. And it slowed down.
Yeah.
But those then, you look at the companies then that closed. Engineering services.
Mm.
The dockyard. The dockyard had their own school for the apprentices. You went into the dockyard to serve your time, and for the first year in there, you did no work. They taught you what they wanted.
I remember fellas going to do that down the docks. Yeah, yeah.
And when you came out of the dockyard, you were fully qualified. And then you go into construction, with the company, I started my time with Leavis's. I went to engineering services. They closed down, and I moved on to a company called BMD. And I spent 40 years there.
Yeah, I remember BMD. You had a trade that you could take anywhere,
and it started
down on Sawmill Street. And your point is, Anthony, thank you very much. Your point is, we need schools, likewise, and look, probably younger listeners won't know what I'm talking about when it comes to Sawmill Street, but you could go down and learn, as Anthony said, technical drawing. You could learn tools. You could learn how to use tools, how to measure, how to do all those things in a technical school, knowing when you were a kid that you were going to go into a trade. You went into a specialised school to prepare yourself for that trade. And then you got an apprenticeship when you, I think it's a lovely term, served your time in that trade. Thanks, Anthony.
Cork's 96 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.